You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Steven.
And I'm Brett.
And we are the Broadway Husbands.
And today's episode is coming to you live from
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
That's right. We have left Manhattan after 16 days of isolation in our East Village apartment. And we lost a couple of people that we know to this virus. So we were feeling pretty depressed in our apartment and found a place we could isolate in Pittsburgh in the suburbs. Where are we isolating at, Steven?
We are isolating at my brother's house. And
he's not currently living here.
He's not currently really here. So it's kind of an ideal place for us to come, and literally no one's here, like I said. And
so we're going to do another 14 days of isolation here. So if you guys are doing your American duty right now of isolating, we join you. We are with you
and we're going through it.
We're all going to get through this together.
We're all going to get through it.
It's been very, very interesting. We think that, you know, one of the big gifts for us personally in our lives, we talked about on this podcast before, is sobriety. And one of the things I personally, Brett, learned in sobriety early on is how to take it one day at a time. And that was a skill that I had never really learned until the rooms. And boy, has it proven to be handy now, because every day things change. We get new information. We learn new rules, regulations, things that are happening. And I don't think that if I didn't have that skill, this would be certainly a little bit more challenging. So hopefully you all are learning how to let go of any expectations of the future and learning to take it one day at a time.
Yes, I join everything you just said. One day at a time has definitely been something that's helped me throughout my life. And it's so true and so helpful in this unknown world. I mean, I guess life in the world is always unknown, but it's really unknown today. But today, everything is okay.
Yeah.
We have enough food.
We're healthy.
Our family's healthy. We have a place to be that is comfortable.
Yeah, we were pretty lucky. We felt like New York City was just really intense. And with it being sort of the epicenter, and we were getting so many calls from friends and family being like, are you guys okay? And yeah, we were fine. We just were living in our one bedroom apartment
that's under 600 square feet. And I don't even know that it was the apartment. It was more anytime that we did go outside, the tension that was in my body was great. Yeah. I was very stressed out. And, you know, going outside, there was not a lot of people outside. And then the few people that were outside, some of them would be homeless people. And it just felt...
It was anxiety producing.
Yeah. So
we felt like it was better for us psychologically to leave, and we're in a safe place. We have our own car, so we were able to drive and not have to be around other people.
Literally walked 50 steps to our car, got in, and less than 6 hours, we were here.
So if you do have to take care of yourself physically right now with everything going on, but also mentally, and we felt for us, this was the best way to keep ourselves sane.
That's right.
And so anyway, if you can't tell, we're feeling a little guilty. I feel a little guilty because I feel like we're lucky that we had the car and we were able to do this. So for our friends and family who are in New York, we are still with you in spirit. We are with you. And our hearts are with New York City and especially the essential workers. There's some amazing things happening online. I'm sure you're bombarded and overwhelmed with options, but if you haven't checked out what they're doing with Broadway Together here on the Broadway Podcast Network, there's some really cool ways to get involved in community, which I think is so important right now, that we're connecting with people and we can also help make a difference for people in the performing arts who are struggling right now since so much of our income has stopped. So if you're a fan of the arts, if you're a fan of Broadway and theater, check out the Actors Fund, check out some of the events that are happening for them, check out Broadway Together here on the Broadway Podcast Network.
Broadway Cares.
Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS is doing things, so you can help the community in so many different ways. And our hope today, you know, now that we've gotten all that out of the way, is to just lighten the mood a little bit and connect. We've been going on social media. I've been coaching. Steven's been teaching.
I've been teaching like ballet classes and workout classes online. It's actually funny because it feels like we're busy. I mean, we are, but it's just different kind of busy.
Yeah, if you guys are looking for a ballet class, he's teaching for Ballet Academy East online a couple Ballet times Beautiful. A week. And then he's doing a workout with Ballet Beautiful.
That's right.
And then on the weekends, you're teaching on your Instagram Live. That's
right. Yeah, on Instagram Live.
So if anyone's looking for a ballet class, check that out. And then I'm offering a program through my coaching this month called the Secure Actor Project, which is to help those of us who are out of work right now, who are maybe struggling with some structure, create a little bit of structure in a time of uncertainty. So check out secureactorproject.com. It's totally free and just a way to connect. And Steven had this idea. Do you want to tell them your idea for today's episode?
So for today's episode, we don't have any guests. My guest is Brett Shuford. And Brett's guest is Steven Hanna. So I thought it would be fun. I don't know, fun. I don't know if it's fun or if it's just this is my idea. I thought it would be good if we asked each other at least 5 questions, and they can range from like COVID to silliness to kind of like deep inner thought questions. Since, you know, now it's been 3 weeks that we've been in this new way of life, and we definitely have a lot more time on our hands in a sense that we didn't. But at the same time, we're still like busy. I don't know what we're busy doing sometimes, but we think we're busy. We're still have that. Oh, I'm busy. I'm just so busy. No, but so I just thought it'd be fun if we asked each other at least 5 questions ranging from COVID to deep thoughts to fun. And this is also something I wanted to say is that Brett sometimes wants me to do all kinds of different things. And I am usually pretty game and do it. And I asked him to write these questions and he showed up a little unprepared.
Oh, that's
but
not
he
fair.
Finished it. He finished it.
That's not fair.
He finished it.
I cleaned your brother's office.
Yeah, well, that's true. So we've been doing, and that's the other thing. So we're in this house, and we've been cleaning like
let's just say this.
Crazy.
We love Stephen's brother. He's hilarious. But he's, I guess, not really been living in this house since he's been getting divorced. And so it feels like it.
It's a little dusty,
and so you can't have 2 gay men move into a house and then not have to clean it and fix it up.
So we've been doing a lot of cleaning. It's like literally this is what I've been busy doing lately is like earlier I was up here like dusting books off, and then I went downstairs to get something and I started like scrubbing all of these dishes and like scrubbing the inside of the sink.
What?
And like that's what I was doing.
Yeah, that's where
like,
we are.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I was like, wait, what was I doing? You know, like
he's not gonna know how clean this house has ever been.
So, all right. So, how do you want to do this?
It was your idea, so I think maybe we each trade off 1 question.
Okay.
So you want to start?
Mm-hmm.
I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous.
What kind of questions are you gonna ask me?
I don't know. Don't be so nervous. You know, our 10th year or 10th year. Oh, my God. It's because you talked about our 10 year. Our 9-year wedding anniversary is coming up soon. Why would you be nervous? You know me. Don't be nervous. Okay. I'm going to start off with something sort of deep. Not deep, but not so, like, frivolous. What celebrity, dead or alive, would you rather be stuck with than me during this time? During this
oh my God.
during this quarantine.
who would I rather be stuck with?
What celebrity?
Celebrity,
if any. I mean,
dead or alive?
Probably none. But
I mean, aren't you a celebrity?
All right, you have to give an answer, and then you can sugarcoat it afterwards.
Well, I think Oprah, because she's got lots of money, so we could go do whatever. Like, she's like, let's get in the helicopter and go somewhere. Like, we could still be isolated. That's Oprah. And she's got so many, like, she's got so many ideas that it would be like, we would do super soul searching. And we would be like doing all these like deep things. And then we'd be like, hey, let's call Martha and like do some crafting or bake something.
That's really good. I like your answer and I'm not offended.
Okay, good.
So that's okay. All right.
Okay.
That was good.
I'm glad you approve. I didn't know I had to like get approval of my answers.
Well, we do have to stay together during this, so just be careful.
Okay. Mine's kind of deep.
Uh-oh.
But what would you do if you couldn't dance anymore?
Brett.
Aww.
I don't know. I would probably teach. I would probably, God, this is so hard. What would I do if I couldn't dance anymore? I would become an accountant.
Really?
Yeah. So that, because I feel like that's like something that I like to do when I figure out like what I actually know what I need to do with our finances. But it's always like overwhelming and scary. But I feel like once I'm always interested in it. And once I learn like a little skill that you have to do for your taxes or whatever, like I feel like it's not only useful, but it's something that sparks my interest a lot.
I always say you're good at numbers and you're like, no, I'm not.
Just because I'm counting 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3.
That's
3,
a balancing 2. Number.
Oh, I don't know what that is. I don't know. I'm just kidding. But yeah, I think lately, like something about being like an accountant or something with finances. I think that that's something that I actually feel like I want to take a course, some sort of course in financial planning or, you know, something in that vein.
It's a good time to figure that
yeah,
out.
Yeah, seriously.
Hey.
All right. Okay. So my next question is, I'm just going to read them in the order that I wrote them. Oh, this isn't the order that I wrote. So my first question was, what's something that you're doing during the quarantine that you don't usually get to do?
Oh.
That you've noticed. Is there something that you're doing during these 3 weeks that you haven't really done before that you, or you don't normally have time to do?
Boy, that's tricky because, I mean, especially after cleaning your brother's office today. Like, I never thought I'd be cleaning your brother's office.
Well,
organizing his file cabinets.
Well, we're glad he's gonna
he's
be
lucky.
Happy. Yeah,
I just wish I had my label maker.
We can order it.
But I will say that was the nice thing that I ended up getting to do before we left is organizing. Like I organized our taxes. I organized our file cabinet. That felt really, really good. And it's stuff that like I don't ever really want to do. And it's like the last thing I'm going to make time for. And because we had time, it was nice to like cleanly label all the folders and cleanly label the binders and put all the receipts in order. And like that felt really, really good. So, I mean, honestly, and I think it created it, if anyone's looking for something to do, find some organizing tasks because, and like seriously, like organize, like label, like find the perfect thing because it almost like felt like our apartment had more space.
Yeah,
as soon as we were done,
it was interesting because as soon as you finished or we finished, I feel like you did a lot of that without me, but a lot of all the paperwork that was on our desk was gone, and it felt like we were getting ready to leave after that, and I was like, maybe we should just stay. Partly because like it felt like the apartment was more like cleaner than it had been.
Yeah, so that felt good.
Good. Okay,
here we go.
All right.
What are 5 things you loved to do when you were younger that you don't do anymore?
Number 1, ride my tire swing. I was like obsessed. I had this tire swing on the side of our house. And I was crazy about it. Like, I think even my early teenage years, when I would come home and I was still like small enough to fit on it, I would like, and it was attached to this tree and it was like on this little bit of a hill. So like you would start up on the fence and I would sit on the fence and jump off onto the tire swing. And then like I would do like, you know, like choreographed little routines where I would like push off the tree and like go around and like spin around. I could do that for like hours. One, roller skating or rollerblading. I used to love. That's two. Oh my God, Brett. Three, probably reading. We talked about this the other day. I used to actually read a lot when I was young, and I really don't anymore. I wish I could say that I did. So reading. Books, like reading books. Not saying that I don't read anything, but not as much as I used to. What else? Well, when I was a kid, I used to like listen to records all the time, you know, records and tapes. So, and I don't really listen. This is true. I don't really listen to music anymore. I would rather sit in like quiet. Or because most of the time that I would listen to music would be on the train, and I don't like to not be able to have like all of my senses about me when I'm out in public. I know that sounds really weird, but I don't want to be distracted or be in people's way or not be aware of something. Cause I'm maybe it's because when I see people that are like that, I get like kind of annoyed. How many was that? Three?
Mm-hmm.
Oh God. Three. What else you said? I don't know. Oh God. We used to play Release when I was a kid. And it's kind of like hide and seek. And all the kids in my neighborhood used to play it. And this telephone pole down the street by Mike Peterson's house was the base, or Amy Allen's porch sometimes was the base. And Amy Allen lived right next to me, and Mike Peterson lived like down the street from me. So like it was like a big encompassing area that we used to play. And basically it was hide and seek, and it was two teams, so half and half, and half would go hide and half would be seekers. And then you would go out and try and find people, and basically then you could run away from them, and if you made it to base, you would be safe. And then you could go out.
No one should play this game.
No. Listen. Yeah, you can play it. And then, but like basically, it was basically like tag at that point. And the seekers would try and catch you, and they had to go 1, 2, 3, caught, no release. And then they would send you to jail. And then the people from your team would have to come out and try and tap you out of the jail. So it was basically just running around the neighborhood. It was a lot of fun.
One more.
Number five. Oh God. Maybe I'm gonna just say something really random. I just remembered making. Do you remember those things called color forms?
What was that?
It was like, this is like super random. They were like these plastic sheets that you would color, like with like crayon. No, not crayon. It was with like some sort of pencil, and then you would cut it. And then you would bake it, and it would shrink, and it would become like this little ornament, like stuff like that.
That's fun.
Yeah,
that's fun. Those are good answers, Steven.
Thank you.
All right, you're.
Oh, okay. So, Brett, let's see. My next question for you is: what's your favorite song to sing?
Oh, that's such a hard question.
Well, we have time.
Gosh, it depends on.
No, you just have to say. Give me two then and give me a reason.
Well, I love to sing So Close from Enchanted because I always think of you. I always, because you love that song and you love it when I sing that song and you like light up. Yeah. And so whenever I sing it, I always see your face. So that's one.
That was a good answer.
And then I mean, I guess if I really love to sing or I really I really like to sing lately. I mean, it just, it changes, right? But lately I really liked singing that Weird Al Yankovic song.
Yeah.
The Skipper Dan.
Skipper.
Which is on my EP.
God. Yeah. Ooh, good one. Nice.
It's on my EP. If you want a signed copy, hit me up. I'll send it to you.
Excellent.
Wicked is out of work, so.
Good.
Anyway, I like that. I like to sing that one.
All right. Good. Now it's your turn.
Oh.
I have like a couple more, so I'll double mine up if you.
Okay. Okay. Hold on, wait. What is it? I lost my handwriting. Can I...
Hello? Oh. Come on. Yeah.
What's one thing you wouldn't do that you regularly do now that you, how do I say this?
Like during the, like, what's pandemic? Like,
no, this is one thing that you never would have done that you do regularly if you hadn't have met me.
Well, one thing, I mean, I could name a couple things. Oh, well, the first thing that comes to mind is like, just like regularly waking up early. Like, I don't even know if that's something that would just happen over time because you get older and like you just get up because you feel like you got to do a million things. But like definitely waking up at a really, not really early because I don't get up really early or anything, but I get up by 8 every day no matter what most of the time. And so I feel like that's definitely one thing. I feel like there's like a million things.
That's a good one though. What time do you think you would get up if you didn't get up early regularly?
Like 9:30.
Yeah, right.
11.
I was going to say 11 or noon.
No, not that late, but like definitely not as early as, because Brett gets up at like 6:30, 7:30, and he's not loud or anything, but like his movement disturbs me. You know what I mean? Like, because
he definitely, the casting director said that to me once. Your movement disturbs me.
And then also, like, I think because he gets up, then I start to feel like,
oh, feel guilty.
I feel guilty, and then I feel like he's judging me, and I feel like maybe he's like thinks that I'm not doing enough. You know, so I'm like,
just such BS.
But it's true. Break. I mean, I totally think that.
You should sleep.
All right.
I can tell you right. Want to.
I do want to.
All right. Go back okay. To sleep.
So wait, my next question. I have a couple more. So maybe I'll combine these next two. I'll combine these next two.
Okay.
So what's your favorite live action Disney movie? And if you were a Disney, an attraction at Disney, which one would you be?
Oh, my favorite live action Disney movie, I think, is Pollyanna with Hayley Mills.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
What?
Was there a TV show of that?
No.
Okay, then I've seen it.
But a lot of people mix like Anne of Green Gables up with Pollyanna.
Oh, so maybe I don't know that I've ever seen
time
it.
Period. But
yeah,
it is such a cute movie. She was so adorable.
Aww.
And she's so optimistic and positive, and people, like, you know, I think that she sees hope in the world, and I think we all should find a little hope in the world.
I like that.
And then what was the other question?
And if you were an attraction at Disney, any of the parks, which one would you be?
Oh, probably the Carousel of Progress.
Nice.
Yeah, because especially when I have my mustache, I look just like the father.
That's
it.
Right. You could totally be that animatronic. Good. Good. All right. So we're going to have to look for that job window.
Yeah. When they reopen.
I'm just going to be that animatronic.
In fact, when I did my wizard put in, that's what people were saying. You look just like father.
Oh, yeah. I saw that photo.
Okay. If you had talent for one thing other than the talents that you currently have, what would it be?
Like a real talent? Or like something made up?
No, like a real talent.
I guess like I would be like Whitney Houston.
What does that mean?
Like I would be a singer.
Oh, you could sing.
Yeah, like, I'd be like really, 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 really sing.
Like Whitney Houston.
Like Whitney Houston.
Yeah, I'd like to see you walk out on stage and then sound like Whitney Houston.
Hey, you never know.
It's true.
You never know.
A singer, not a singer. A singer.
She's amazing. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it, yeah.
This is I had easy. A feeling that was going to be your answer.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Okay. What's something you want to do with me that we haven't done and you have never voiced to me out loud?
Is this a family episode?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. Yes. It can't be like too dirty. You can just show that to me. Because
there's
later.
Some things in there. One thing you want to do with me that I've never voiced.
Yeah, maybe that's like been in your head. You're like, you know what we should do? And then you never say it. Is there, I don't know. Is there something?
I pretty much voice my ideas as soon as I have them.
That's what I thought.
But I think maybe one thing I've never, oh, this is going to take a minute.
Do
you want to move to Charleston? I did voice that. Do you want to? I think I voiced. Usually you either shut it down or you go for it.
Shut it down?
Yeah, I want to. I've always said I wanted to move to LA and you wouldn't let me.
Most of the time when you bring that up, it's like not at the most opportune time.
I think moving to California would be really fun.
I think so too.
Oh.
So if the world gets better, maybe I'll be open to it.
Okay. I'm going to take you up on that.
All right.
Here's your last question.
I have like three more.
You said five.
I know, but okay. Then let me see what your last question is and I'll figure out which one I want to ask you.
What is your favorite treat of all time?
Like what's the definition of a treat?
Your favorite sweet
like
thing
dessert
that you
or
eat.
Like food?
I don't know. Dessert is food, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean like in the dessert category or like
the fact that you're even asking.
Well, I need specific like because I think of a lot of things as treats.
Okay, your top three treats that includes dessert.
Okay, I don't know. I mean, if I'm gonna treat myself,
because I just want to tell you guys, you Stephen Hannah can eat.
I think the number one
he
is
can eat a molten chocolate cake in one bite. He can eat a pint of ice cream.
Well, those are yeah.
Minutes.
So like so, ice cream, molten chocolate cake.
Wait, be more specific. What kind of ice cream? Your favorite kinds ever. Your favorite kind.
I really just like mint chocolate chip, like
a certain brand.
Like lately it's been Trader Joe's, but that's only because we've gone there. But I don't know. I don't think that I'm like a hater of any brand of that flavor. I think I'm like an equal opportunist of any mint chocolate chip. I don't know that I've had a mint chocolate chip I didn't like. I love chocolate chip cookie dough. I mean, it's so basic, but it's just so good. And Ben and Jerry's, oh, it's just so good. You know what?
That's three flavors of ice cream you just gave.
Well, I will say the thing that I like about certain chocolate chip ice cream is like the crispiness of the chocolate and like the size of the chocolate. The way like these chips, like when you eat them, break off. It's just so good. Anyways, that's to me what makes it so good.
Okay.
It's like, all right.
There it is.
Was that three? Okay, I guess it was three. All right. So I have like three questions left, but
pick one.
I'm going to ask the more serious one. This past week, I lost an important person in my life, my mentor and ballet teacher, Willie Berman. Who is a mentor in your life that is similar to the way I think of? Who in your life is similar to like my Willie, to my Willie Berman? Who's your Willie Berman? Like, who's your person that has kind of imprinted on you a way of being or a way of doing something that you know is a part of your, like, your rhythm or your structure for doing something. And, like, you always follow those kind of...
Oh, that's first off, I was so heartbroken for you on Monday with Willie. I know how much Willie Berman meant to you and so many dancers in New York City. If you don't know who Willie Wilhelm Berman was, he was an amazing ballet teacher that taught pretty much every day at Steps for the last 30 years. I mean, you would go in there and see the most amazing, like, all-star ballet dancers, including Stephen Hanna, taking his class. And he died on Monday due to complications from the virus. And so that was a very sad day. And I never had anybody in my life that was with me as long as he was in your life. So it's hard. I had a teacher.
It doesn't have to be length of time.
I had a teacher in high school that I met at the International Thespian Convention for 1 week. His name was Ken. I can't remember his last name. And he was the first person that told me, I was 15. He was the first person that told me he said, you are so talented, you could be on Broadway. He was the first person that ever actually said those words to me. And it was so important to me to hear that at that time in my life. And so I think of him a lot. You know that sign I have above the desk that says success? Mm-hmm. He gave that to me. Mm. And he died.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He died. I don't even know. I mean, I was told he died from AIDS complications. But his family, I think, was kind of ashamed. He lived in Georgia and wouldn't actually come out and say it. And I never saw him again. But he was a huge turning point for me to actually believe that what I thought what I wanted was possible. And then I think structure, like skill wise, I think Craig Cornelia probably sticks in my brain the most. Mm-hmm. I got sober and I was taking his class and he was such a huge supporter and a huge proponent of that. And Craig Cornelia is an amazing composer and taught a musical theater performance class. He's since moved. He's married to Lisa Brescia, who was just in Dear Evan Hansen. We just saw her. She's amazing. Yeah. I would say those are the two people that maybe have had the most impact on me. And then if I was going to throw anybody else in there, it would be Stanley Zaref.
Yeah.
Who was an acting teacher of mine.
Yes.
And still is around and he's a character.
He's amazing.
We love Stanley Zaref.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah.
Okay.
I never had somebody that consistent in my life the way that you had him. So I know that that was a huge loss.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's, I think this is what this is. So please stay home, wash your hands, don't touch your face. Do it so that we can get through this time and save as many lives as possible.
Yeah.
And always remember to
love who you love
and love what you do.
Bye.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.